Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Why did the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph and Perakas Rabbi Chayaya, Rabbi Chayayim, bring the Stam Mishnah that Safek Olos belonged to the Anim? In other words, the Gemara is trying to prove there that the Safek goes to the Anim, because first we saw that Safek Lekula, that if you have Matnas Kahuna, you get to keep it. If the ger was misguided, he doesn't know when the animal was shechted. And so if it was shechted before he converted, and he's pater from manas kuna after he's chayv manas kuna, so we're not sure. So we say suffik lekula, he gets to keep it. So the Gemara brings a kasha from leket, that suffik leket leket. That's a machlekes. Why don't we bring pashut from Stam Mishnah that we saw in the previous year in Peya, that Safek Olos belonged to the Aniyim. And unlike Matnas Kahuna, which we said belongs to the Bailim and doesn't go to the Kohanim. In other words, Safek, you get to keep it, as opposed to Safek Matnas Aniyim, it goes to the Aniyim. So why don't the Gemara ask him? That's the Kasha of Viki Beger. In the previous year, we saw one Teretz to the Kasha. So now let's go right there. And again, this is based on the Torah of Agon Reb Sal Zsolti, Zichat Tzadik Levracha. In the Dalam Adav Zayin, Amar Aleph, Lof Papa has a Kashim, Yesh Yad LePeh LeTzdaka. When the person uses a partial Lashon for Peh and for Tzdaka, does it count or not? Is it Mechayvim or not? And it's a Bayi Deloi Ifshito. It is a question that remains, as they say in Yiddish, it hangs fire. It remains in place. Or it doesn't resolve the question. The Ran brings the name of the Ramban and the Rajba, that since we fear always for the Teku, since we conclude with the Teku, so it's a Sveka di Surah l'chumre. Safik Yisur l'chumre. You have a Safik Peya, Safik Tzedakah. Safik Yisur l'chumre. Azoi had gesagt, the Ramban and the Rajba Eichit. Was is gebrängt by the Ran. However, the Ran is not happy with that. But to me, honey, I don't understand. So he says, but it's against the Gemara, saying that you go to Chumrah and that you have to pay it. It's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that Safik Mammon and Niyam has the status of Safik Mammon when you go Lekula. For the Nitba, for the one who's being sued, he gets to keep it. How do you know that? Because we ask there from the Gersh and his Geyer, and he had the Parash and Ishtan. You don't know if it was Shechted for his conversion or after, so whether or not he's Chayim and Zorah Lechayim and Keva, or he's Chayim and Eskahuna. So what do we say in the case of Safik? What do you do? Safik Mammon Pater. So we say Sveka Lekula, and then what do we ask from? We ask from a case of Safek Matnas Aniyim. Chorin Amalim Shavisocha Kameh, etc. That Rabbi Meir says Safek Leket Leket. So the Gemara has a Kasha and Safek Matnas Aniyim. What was Gemara's Teretz? That's there, the reason in the latter case it goes to the Ani is because there's a Cheskes Chiyuv. Because this grain is Chayuv in Manas Aniyim. And the reason in the case of the Parah it goes to the owner is because it's Becheskes Ptur. So I'm a time Becheskes Chiyuv Kaima, La Barisafik Pater. Ah. So you see, the reason is because it's Becheskes Chiyuv. Otherwise, Safik would be Pater now. If you hold that Safik Mammon Aniyim is a Sveka Deis Surah, why does we have to give this Teretz? You mechalik between Cheskes Ptur, Cheskes Chiyuv, ma pitom? Lo meshane Cheskes Ptur, Cheskes Chiyuv, ze meshane davar echad, that it's Safik Yisurah. Since we're dealing with Safik Mammon Aniyim, but the Gemara doesn't say that. So it must be that Safik Mammon Aniyim lo imikri is Sveka Deis Surah. El Sveka Demon Rulukula. It's the Ersh Tekasha. Sveka Tekasha, Odish, the Tmoa, על עצם דברי הרמב"ן והרשב"א, בספק ממון הנימה וספק דאיסור על החומרה, V'hainu d'meman esaniyam u'oivir mishum los. L'eselakei t'ubitztako mishum bar yachel. Imken l'mayim rishim l'akir sof man esaniyam havi shen alaniyam mikor dani brash atztiku. T'heb klei d'habu leis feka d'yisura l'chumra. Another kasha on the Ran and the Rashba is that they hold that Suffolk Mammon Aniyam is in the category of Suffolk Isser, not in the category of Suffolk Mammon, and therefore you go to Chumrah, meaning that if you have Suffolk Matnes Aniyam, one's over, and lo yisalakei, but now let it pick with the lakei of Yanu, and if one has Suffolk Matnes Kahuna, if one has Suffolk Staka, he's over on Lo Yachel. Lo Yachel Faro, you have to keep your net there with Staka. So why then does Rish Lakish say that Suffik Matnes Aniyim Havishal Aniyim from the Pasuk of Ani Barash Hatzdiku? Typically, I have a better answer, because it's Suffik Isser and you go to Chumrah. You don't have to come on to Suffik Matnes Aniyim belonging to the Ani from Ani Varash HaTzdiku. If you have a Suffik, give it to the Ani. I have a better idea. Why don't you just say it's a Bal Yachel and Lo Selakit? So it must be that the Gemara is learning that it's not Suffik Isser. Suffik Mammon, we just have a special pasuk to give it to the Ani. That's a kasha in the Ran and the Rashba. So it appears follows. The Mordechai writes in Perkaz Rabbah Chayayim Ulinyan Shilta Deshilna Kadamach. He says, why by Chorin Amalim? Don't we go by Sarov? So why don't you file a Rove cases? And if the Rove, it's going to be Balabayas maybe. Therefore it should belong to the Balabayas, so why don't we file the Rove? Why don't we say it goes to the Ani? So answers the Mordechai, Yishloim al-Chadik ha-Damasik ha-Sim Taim d'chsiv Ani Barash HaTzdiku Tzadik Mishcha V'Tenlo. So we have a pasuk. Ani Barash HaTzdiku, meaning be a tzadik, be just, be righteous, be just, carry out justice and give him. As I am of worship, is Safek Mamon Aniyim, Lo Azlin Ambasar Rubis. You see that by Safek Mamon Aniyim, we don't go after the rove. Why? Given the Gan Shiyesh rove, that we shall balabayis. There's another suffix. It belongs to the Aniyim. So there might be a din of Ani Barash HaTzdiku. That was even after the Rove, we still have to deal with the suffix of maybe your Chayv and Ani Barash HaTzdiku. That was the Mordechai is learning, like the Shita Mekubetzim, but Metziah Davavam and Beis. The Rove is in Vaday. She showed that suffix. The Shataratir suffix Zebi Surin. That Rav isn't in Vaday. Rav is still a suffix, just the Torah says, follow the Rav. If you need a Rav Vaday, if you need a Vaday, Rav isn't a Vaday. Rav blibes a suffix. Rav blibes a suffix. Welcome to being in Vaday. Rubel lo ave Vaday. Rov is in a Vaday. Epazoi v'sofik mamen aniyim. Gam k'shiyesh rov. Tavi shel balabayis. Mikol mokom areze la aniyim. If you have sofik mamen aniyim, even when there is a rov, it belongs to the balabayis. Still belongs to the aniyim. Because it's still tzad sofik, maybe it belongs to the aniyim. And sekloin la lachavani rachet tzdikot steik mishcho v'tein la. Based on this, friend for the Kash of the Ran and the Ranban and the Rajba. That Sofik Mam and Aniyim, says the Ran and the Rajba, the Ranban and the Rajba, Sofik Mam and Aniyim are the Sfek of the Yisur al-Khumra. So if so, frek the Ran, Lamalei Lishnuyeh Degabi Chorin Emolim Havishel Aniyim. Why then, if that's true, that it's Sfek of the Yisur al-Khumra, why then does the Gemara have to answer Gabi Chorin Emolim, the reason it belongs to the Aniyim? It's because the Kham is Becheskes Chiyuv. Otherwise, it would belong to the Balabayas. Even without that, it belongs to the Aniyim. Alts, Sveikadai Raisu Lechumre. You have a Sveikadai Raisu Lechumre. So, if the Ramban and the Rajba are correct, the Gemara wouldn't have to come on to the Cheskas Chi of Teretz. The Gemara could have just said it's Sveikadai Raisu Lechumre. Based on what we said, we understand very well. You can't say the Gabi Chorin Amalam Habishal Aniyim Shem Tzveka Daraisa Ulechumra. Tzveka Disur Ulechumra. Why? Because it's a roiv. It belongs to Balabayas. And if so, it's not a Tzveka Disur anymore. Because in Isur we go Basaruba. Ella. So why then does it belong to the Aniyim? Even though you have a roiv, you have a roiv that belongs to Balabayas. Because most of the grain belongs to Balabayas. Doesn't belong to the Ani. Most of the grain isn't chayvin like it. So why then does it go to the Aniyim? Mishum deyesh cheskas chiyuv. Reizu v'chalan rosh hatzdiku. V'zeo din mesuyim b'dinei momen ashal momen aniyim. Teretz is that it's a din mesuyim b'dinei momen ashal momen aniyim. Avani b'rosh hatzdiku. But since there's a cheskas chiyuv, even though in a chinami there's a rov against it, but if there's a cheskas chiyuv, that's enough to put it in the category of ani barash hatzdiku, and we give him the benefit of the doubt, even though there's a rov against him, there's a rov against the ani. So it's a special din in dinei mamon hashal mamon aniyim, and therefore even though there's a rov that belongs to Baal HaBayis, nevertheless it belongs to the aniyim get this grain, like the Mordechai writes. Because it's that Sofik, maybe it belongs to the Aniyim, it's included in Ani Barash Hatzdiku. And according to this, we understand why Rabbi Mishim Melakir said Sofik Manas Aniyim, Habishal Aniyim, from the Pasuk of Ani Barash Hatzdiku. Why didn't he say Mishim Sveikat Oraisa Lechumra? According to Ramban and the Rashba, it should be Sveikat Oraisa Lechumra. Why does he come out to the Pasuk of Ani Barash Hatzdiku? Which is Medivere Kabbalah, not from the Torah. Go from the Pasuk in the Torah. And the answer is, because he was talking about the Mishnah of Chorin and Malin, with his robe that belongs to Baal HaBayis. Abazoi, it's not a Sfeikat Araisa. He's going to assume we go after the Roiv. And therefore he says it belongs to the Aniyim for the Pasuk of Ani Barash Hatzdiku. Because even if you, since it's not a Vadai, with the Ani Barash Hatzdiku, you even go against the robe and give it to the Aniyim. But if you have Sufik Maman Aniyim, or it's a Sufik Ashukal, what is a Sufik Ashukal? It's 50-50. There you can say that it belongs to the Aniyim. Mishum da be sveke doi reisu l'chumro. In other words, there you have to come on to Ani Barash Hatzdiku because you have a rov against the Aniyim. And they're going to get him inside Ani Barash Hatzdiku. But in any other case of Sofik Maman Aniyim, where it's 50-50, there you can say it belongs to the Aniyim because it's sveke doi reisu l'chumro. So only in the Gemara, we had to come on to the Teretz of Cheskas Chiyuv. Because again, in the Gemara, we're fighting against the Rov. Since we're fighting against the Rov, normally we would say, Nechinami like the Ramban and the Rashba, Sveikat Daraisa L'chumra. Because Sofik Maman Aniyim is Sofik Isser. But in the Gemara, the reason we had to come on to Anabraj Hatzik was we have a Rov against us. There's a Rov against the Baal HaBayis. The middle of the combat that role, we come on to Ani Barash Hatzdiku. But if it's Sofik Ashok, Lein Echanami, it's that Sveikat Daraisa L'chumra, we're going to give it to the Aniyim. And in fact, in Sivis, in Tanya Tfisa Klal Beis, also writes like this to be Miyashiv Divrei Ramban Ve'Arashba. Me'achshav Yitiyashev Shapir Kushiyat Hagaon Rabbi Akiva Iger. Demaylo Parchinim Mishnah Safik Oilois Tavishalanim Amsin Safik Manis Kuhuna Demir Tzmecha Vol Verayo. Vos hat Rabbi Akiva Iger gefragt. Vot mak shan Rabbi Akiva Iger. Why don't we ask from the Mishnah of Safik Oilois? We see in the Mishnah in Peah that Safik Oilois belongs to the Aniyim, which is a Stam Mishnah that Safik goes to the Aniyim. Why don't we ask from there on the Mishnah of Safik Manas Kuhuna, Moitzvecha Rel Beraya, that it doesn't go to the Koyanim? So why don't we say also by Safik Manas Aniyim, Moitzvecha Rel Beraya? Lama Gemara Lo Kshetakach, Kachik Shara Biki Veigel, Shuf, Shiur HaKodem, Anachnu. תירצנו תירוץ אחר. אבל עכשיו אפשר לתרץ כך שבספק עוללות, since it's ספק השקו, when you're dealing with ספק עוללות, why is it a ספק השקו? It's 50-50. Is it עוללות? Is it not עוללות? You're not sure if it has a כוסף and a נוטף. As we saw on the previous year. So since it's Safek Ashako, maybe it belongs to the Aniyim, Al Tzveke Disur, like the Ramban and the Rashba. Mashenke, it's Safek Manes Kahuna, which is Safek Mammon. Therefore we say, Hamotzime Chavrel of Arayo. So these are two different categories. Safik Olos and Safik Isser. Safik Isser, of course we're going to go to Chumra. But that's not a Kasha in Safik Manas Kahuna, which is only Mammon. And there we say, Amotzi Mechabral Varaya. That's not a Kasha. Something where I didn't ask from there. But the Mishnah of Chorin Amolim, that is a Kasha. Is that we can't say it belongs to the Aniyim Al Tzveke De Yisura. Because there's a roiv that belongs to Baal HaBayis, but you see when we go after the roiv. Rather, it belongs to the Aniyim. Belongs to the Aniyim, why? From the Halacha Bani Barash HaTzdiku, Azim Kacha, Gam B'Safik Manas Kahuna. It should go to the Kohanim, from the Halacha Bani Barash HaTzdiku, Mad Naisav. Also, given the manas kahuna, zani brash atzdiku. Given the matanas al zani brash atzdiku. So, if it was just suffic, if it was just a din of giving to the aniyim, so that's iser, that you can't ask on manas kahuna, which is mammon. But once the Gemara shows us that it's midin ani brash atzdiku, it's midin mammon, you're giving midin. Ani Barash Hatzdiku, that if you have Safik Mammon Aniyim, it goes to the Aniyim from this Pasuk, so why don't we all say Safik Manas Kuna goes to the Koyhanim? So from the Kasha Rabbi Kiveger, why we don't bring from the Stam Mishnah, because the Stam Mishnah is talking about a regular Safik Manas Aniyim, that's Isser. There we go, Safik Derech Lechum, it's not a Kasha Manas Kuhuna, which is Safik Mammon. What is a Kasha Manas Kuhuna is when you're only giving to the Ani Alts Ani Barash HaTzdiku because there's a robe against him. Why don't you give the Kohanim also their Matanis Ani Barash HaTzdiku? And the Kasha is Aletzim Divrei Gemara Perkaz Rov Alechayayim. In the Torah's Kwanim brought in the Mordechai, we have Safik Leket Leket. We learn from the Patsik Galani Agirat Hazavaisa that it says in the parish of Leket Shichan Peya. So why do you need it? We quoted this the previous year. So why do you need another Yalfus from the Patsik Galani Rashad Stiku? I saw from the Patsik Galani Agirat Hazavaisa. That it goes to the Safik Leket Leket. So from that pasuk, from the Paz in the Torah, we'd have to come on to any Rosh Hatzdiku, and this Kasha already was asked by the Yireim HaShalem, with the parish of the Tuafas Ram and Sim Kufchov Beis, and he bribes the Tzarechim. Now it says in the Yerushalmi in Sofarik Dalad de Peya, Minayin Sofik Leket Leket, Mishem Barnachman Amar Mishem, Shmo Barnachman Amar Mishem Rabbi Yehudson, Ani Barash Atztiku Atztiku Bimat Naisov, Amari, Because Zachahu, Mashishana Lanu Rebbe, Tazoiv, Hanach Lefnei Mishalcha. What does that mean? First, we have a Gemara that says that Safik Leket is Leket. Why? Because Ani Barash Hatzdiku. Hatzdiku b'mad noisov. Eka Hatzadik is Natanet. And then, according to the Gra, the Gemara then asks, why don't you darshan like Rebbe? That Safek Leket Leket, you learn from the Pasuk of Tazov, not even the Ger Tazov also. So why do you have to come on to the Pasuk of Ani Barash Hatzdiku, when you just as easily have a Pasuk of Alani Vigir Tazavas, and it's better, it's from the Torah. And that's why the Rambam Paskins in Perak Dalam Yilchos Manas Anim Alach Avav. It's Savik Manas Anim Lanim. Shenamar Tazov Hanach Lefnei Mishalcha. So we have to understand the Rambam, because the Gemara brings from the Pasuk of Ani Barash Hatzdiku. So why does the Rambam bring from the Pasuk of Safek Matnas Anim for the Pasuk of Tazov? We have the Yerushalmi that asks, why bring from Ani Barash Hatzdiku? Bring from Balani Vlager Tazov or some of the, which is a pasuk that teaches us, according to Rabbi, that Safek Leket Leket. The Rambam learns Taka from the pasuk of Tazov. What about the Gemara that learns Frani Barash Hatzdiku? So therefore, it appears, Bikar Adin, Shesafek Manas Anim Lanim, really has two dinim. And that is, number one, that on Safek Leket, there's a Chalosh Shem Leket Mitaretz Vaday. And that we learn from the Pasuk of Tazov, where it says that it says in Parshas Leket Shechen Peah. Shall Safek Leket, there's a Chalosh Shem Leket. That's the first din. That on Safek Leket is a Chalosh Shem Leket Mitaretz Vaday. And I learn from the Pasuk of Tazav, it's the Pasuk Leket Shechen Peah, that on Safek Leket is a Chalosh Shem Leket. There's another din in Dine Mamanus of Maman Anim, that Safek Maman Anim goes to the Anim. And that's a din Mechudish, but Dine Mamanus of Maman Anim. Shere B'chol Dine Mamanus, you say, Motzei Chabral of Rav, but Maman Anim, even by Safek, it goes to the Anim. And now we learn from the Pasuk of Ani Rashad Stigl, Safek Maman Anim is La Anim. We have one pasuk that tells us that Safek Leket has a Chalosh Shem Leket Mitaretz Vaday from the pasuk of Tazov. And also, that here we don't say that it's a din of mamon aniyim, that mamon aniyim, you learn from ani v'rash hatzdiku, that safik mamon aniyim goes to the aniyim, and you need both psukim. Because this din that on safik leket is a chaloshim leket mitaras vadai, this was only said about a safik ashakul. It's only said about a 50-50. If it's safik leket or not, then it goes to the aniyim. So there you learn from the pasuk of Tazo that on safik leket is a chaloshim leket. When there's a rov that belongs to the balabayis, you can't say it's a chaloshim leket mitaras vadai. Shreyesh rov. It's not leket. Nevertheless, it belongs to the aniyim because it's sad, maybe it is like it. So from the halacha of ani v'rash hatzdiku, you give it to the aniyim. So again, you need two psukim. You want pasuk to tell you it's a, if it's a suffix, it has a chaloshim v'adei like it. That's only a 50-50 suffix. And you have another pasuk to tell you in v'rash hatzdiku that even if you have a rove against it, it's still going to be like it. So it doesn't have a shame like it. It doesn't have a chaloshim like it. But it still belongs to the aniyim from the halacha of ani v'rash hatzdiku. But even after we learn from the pasuk of ani v'rash hatzdiku that safik mamon aniyim goes to the aniyim, nevertheless, we require the pasuk of Tazov that safik leket is leket. Because if safik leket belongs to the aniyim, only from the halacha of ani v'rash hatzdiku, if so, the ani would be chayiv to be mafrish, shumis amaisus misafik. Because this din of ani v'rash hatzdiku was only din mamis of the mamon aniyim. But it doesn't have a chaloshim leket. And therefore, there's another pasuk of Tazo that it says by parashat shikah, per parashat leket shechen peah, that on safek leket is a chaloshim leket mitaretz vadai. And that's like other leket shechen peah, that's patur mitrimis and maisus. There's a siyant of perak, hey, the peah al mishna aleph, writes lehedja that safek leket is patur mitrimis and maisus. And therefore, we understand what Rish Lakish said. That's suffering leket leket, you learn from the pasuk of ani v'rash hatzdiku. Because he says this about the Mishnah of Chorei Namalim. That there's a rov that belongs to the Baal HaBayis, like the Mordechai said. And if so, v'chol b'zeh chaloy shem leket, mitoras vadai, from the pasuk of Tazov, since there's a rov that it's not leket. Nevertheless, it belongs to the aniyim from the halacha of ani v'rash hatzdiku, that suffering mamon aniyim belongs to the aniyim. That's why the Gemara brings that pasuk. According to this, it goes, comes Ladina, the Legabe Chor Nemolim, since it belongs to the Aniyim, only for the Halach of Ani Rosh Hatzdiku, but there's no Chaloshim like Mitaris Vadeh for the pasuk of Tazov. So the Ani is Chayav to be Mafrish, Shumas and Maestris. Okay, we're not even b'chatzi aderech, there's still a lot more to go. But al-Kopanim, we have the Yisod Advarim. And then we're going to take it and run in Yitzh Hashem. Hopefully in the next year. And we learn the Yisod, that there are two dinim in Leket, in Safik Manas Aniyim. Safik Leket, Leket is if it's 50-50, it has a Vadei Chaloshim Leket. Another, if there's a rov against it, then it's considered goes to the aniyim. Midin ani v'rash hatzdiku, but the nafkaminas, they have to take trumas and maisus. It's only there's midin mamonis, but not midin manis aniyim. Alright, so please stay tuned, and Amir Tashem, we'll continue next time. Shalom, shalom.